Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Boston area artists in a variety of genres gather tomorrow to share works inspired by the events of September 11th. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with a few of them. Here's her report.
There are concerts, poetry readings, theatrical performances, and art installations. One, called The Witness Project, is on display at Northeastern University's Gallery 360. Multimedia artist Robin Massey collaborated with musician Ken Field in an attempt to bring what happened at New York's World Trade Center to people here in Massachusetts.
The idea was to give people a way to have some sort of a sense of what was there that wasn't just through the media.
Massey has visited the World Trade Center 8 times since 9/11, first in December 2001. The worst and best of humanity could be felt there, she says. In her installation, she recreates the site's physical presence with enormous, gritty charcoal drawings of the surviving buildings around the site. Visitors can take in the images while listening to interviews Massey recorded with New Yorkers who were directly affected by the attacks.
The presence of the World Trade Center in all of our lives was such a huge structure that was literally a backdrop to our lives that every time you looked south and it wasn't there, you were aware of it.
Massey hopes visitors will find peace through her work, and she'll be at the gallery tomorrow with musician Ken Field. He produced the exhibit Sound Collages and admits he, like a lot of artists, really struggled in the wake of the terrorist attacks 10 years ago.
Shortly after 9/11, a group that I play with, Birdsongs of the Mesozoic, had a performance scheduled in New York for October. And our big question really after 9/11 was, should we do this? Should we go down? Is what I'm doing, is sound, is music, something that is important at that moment? And the conclusion is, you know, it is. It is.
It's the same effect 21-year-old producer Alex Arnson wants to evoke with his big multimedia concert at Berklee College of Music tomorrow night.
The word that I've definitely used since the very beginning of this is a sense of catharsis.
Arnson, a third-year film composition student, organized a cast and crew of more than 100 students, faculty, and guests. He says it will be unabashedly patriotic.
The color guard will come out, they'll present the flag, a pitch lap will sing the national anthem, and then there'll actually be a song about like the American flag, and there's going to be a slideshow. It's a multimedia media event, so there'll be like 5 slideshows with various things. There'll be like a slideshow.
50 stars and 13 stripes, 7 red and 6 white.
Arnson is happy to give all the artists who've created 9/11-related work an outlet to share it and to be together on the anniversary. The lineup is eclectic, with orchestral music, poetry, dance, gospel, pop songs, hip-hop, rap, and electronic music.
Our enemies may have knocked us down, but they will never, never destroy us.
Arnson is striving for an optimistic tone tomorrow night, but acknowledges it's impossible to predict just how emotional some people might get. The photographs in the slideshows promise to be quite intense. If anyone needs to talk about their feelings, he says there will be counselors on hand. The 9/11 Berklee Memorial Concert will also be streamed live on the website Concert Window.
And today, America stands stronger. Wiser and braver than ever before.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
For a complete list of local 9/11 events and memorials, go to WBUR.org.